A lot of commitments are going down today, and Auburn's going to have a hat on the table for three big ones.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Three big commitments with Auburn in the mix, and all three go down today. Where does Auburn stand with each one? We're going to talk about that. After today, it could get quiet for a while as far as recruiting goes. And that's okay, because you could potentially have 25 plus commits in this class. And honestly, for most years, that's a full class. We're going to talk about all that in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a quick shout out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Go to Calendly, Calendly.com /Ford Stokes, and you can book a consultation with Ford directly into his calendar. Only listeners of the Barn shows can do this. Show Ford some love. Get that free Social Security maximization report, financial plan, all the way to your 95th birthday. It's a $2,600 value for the whole consultation. Barn listeners get it for absolutely no cost. So show them some love. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Three commitments on the docket today. And again, like I said in the intro, Auburn's going to have a hat on the table in those three. There's Rivals is doing this big like summer signing day special. So this is just a big commitment day. There's going to be much more than just three commitments, but Auburn's going to be in the mix for those three. So I figure we talk about all three and kind of see where Auburn stands in each recruitment leading up to the announcement. So starting off with the first announcement of the day should be MJ Evans. I think he announces sometime around lunchtime, 11:30 to 12 o'clock, something like that. Again, I would imagine some of these times are going to get backed up because there's a lot of action going on today. Feels like this one's Auburn. Just bottom line, Auburn's been after him from the beginning, or he's been a priority from the beginning. And he's at a position that is a priority. He is listed as an edge. He's recently weighed in at 6'4", 266 pounds. And the craziest thing was he also measured of having just over an 84-inch wingspan, almost 85 inches, which if you know anything about the NFL draft or defensive ends or what they look for, when they go to the combine and they're like, man, that's an elite measurement. Anything of 84 feet, I mean, it's a 7-foot wingspan. Anything 84 feet or above is like elite, elite. So literally every single measurement is almost at the top of the top as far as what you're looking for in a physical specimen for a defensive end. So he makes his commitment, and you feel really good about where Auburn's at. I think he's got, you know, a few predictions to Auburn. He's making a jump in competition. He's from minor high school, transferred to Spain Park. I think this will be his first year and only year at Spain Park. That's a step up from, I don't exactly know how big minor is. It's definitely not Spain Park size. But making that jump, and I think there's a lot of factors in play here that could see his ranking soar. A lot of these measurements throughout the summer that have come in, Rivals, their re-rankings lag a little bit behind. 247, 247, he got a huge jump all the way into the top 215 as far as overall players in the country. There's usually not that much difference between sites once they are updated. So I would expect him to make a pretty big jump on Rivals as well. So Marquise Evans, today could be the day. Marquise MJ Evans, today could be the day that he's an Auburn Tiger. Does feel like Auburn has the edge there for this edge, no pun intended. I'm curious to see where he plays when he gets here. He's so big. I feels like he's got to go to the strong side defensive end and be a menace and still have that freakish athletic ability and play around 270, 280 pounds. Huge addition today if Auburn could pull it off and land Marquise Evans. Let's scoot along. And this is one Zach's going to be paying a very, very close attention to at 1:30, I believe. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 1:30 Central Standard Time. I think Tay Walden pulls the trigger. So everybody knows how we feel about Tay Walden. We've done whole shows about him. He's unbelievable, man. But I will reserve the right to change my opinion should he choose Oregon. Things like overrated, things like didn't want, things like the class was full, things like not a take. All those things are on the table should he choose Oregon. It does feel like, unfortunately, that Oregon is trending here. And unless something changes between now and commitment time, he's probably going to be a Duck. Auburn fought as hard as they could fight to land him at this point in time. And it's just, man, when Oregon gets their hooks in them, when they really want someone, and I've told the story, I'm not going to tell it again, but we know what resources Dan Lanning has behind him. When he targets somebody that he wants, there is no option. Like, that money's not an option. You go get them, period. I think that's something Auburn can get really close to competing with, but when you're just going blow for blow like that and that's the deciding factor, I just don't know that that's a battle that Auburn's going to win very often. And that would be 0 for 2 this year already. You'd look at Will Mensel and then you look at Tay Walden Jr. It'd be tough. And that they're a force, though. So it just kind of is what it is. He has been very high on each school that he's visited, so it's not like it would be super shocking if Auburn were to pull off the upset today. But I would say all signs point to him choosing Oregon. Auburn, valiant effort. And we'll see what happens as the season goes. I don't think they just stop recruiting him. So we'll see if this could potentially be like a late flip closer to signing day. We'll see if that could possibly be in the cards. I would imagine there's going to be a few different guys that are going to be that type of prospect where it's like, okay, they committed elsewhere. Let's watch. Let's see. Let's hang in the balance. And then, boom, we can strike when we need to. And then the last one, and I feel like this one was always a pipe dream. But, man, there was just so much – there was so much love between Auburn and Joshua Dobson. Like, you would see him interact on social media a bunch with Auburn commits, with Auburn media in general. And he's still kind of doing it. And, look, in today's game, everything has to be calculated. So that could have been just all part of the plan for negotiations and things like that. But I think there was legitimate interest there. I think he legitimately likes Auburn, but it just does feel like he's going elsewhere. Where he goes today, there's trains of thought that feel like it's going to be Texas A&M. I mean, I know Michigan came on late. I don't know, and I quit caring because I just felt like it wasn't going to be Auburn. But that's going to be another one that Auburn's going to have a hat on the table. So don't be shocked if he pulls out an Auburn hat and then throws it and then takes his shirt off and he's got a Michigan jersey on or something like that. So regardless, if you get one out of the three, it's a great day. It gets you up to 25 commits. If you get two out of three, it's one of the best days ever. If somehow there's a miracle and you get all three, it'd be the best recruiting day, I think, in Auburn history. Again, don't expect that to happen. I think the most likely scenario is to go 1 out of 3, get MJ Evans finally locked into this class, and then you move on. It could get quiet after today, and we need to be prepared for that. We'll talk about that in just a second, but before we do that, quick shout-out to Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika, now open at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you drop your car off to get your Beat the Heat AC evaluation between 7 and 9, you can also get a $50 oil change. You can't find that at one of those 10-minute oil change places. You're not going to pay $50. You're going to pay more than that. So show them some love. Local guys, they really take care of you. Honesty, hospitality, the lounge is fantastic. Everyone knows about the bidet. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then head on over to buyauburn.com. If you're going to make a purchase or do some sort of need some sort of service, check out and see if there's an Auburn person that does it first. Go to buyauburn.com. You can check out our list of Auburn-owned businesses all across the Southeast right now and hopefully very soon across the country. There's also several services that aren't bound by location, whether they're online stores, products, services, things like that. So if you have an Auburn business, you can list it on our site for less than $1 a day. You can't beat the value anywhere. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. It could get quiet after today. What do I mean by that? Well, guys, we're at 20. If you get MJ Evans, you're at 25 commits. And 9 times out of 10, 25 commits is a full class, especially in this day and age with the transfer portal. I'm honestly shocked that the numbers could be this high currently. Now, you could lose some guys. Like, that's more than likely going to happen. We may have a whole nother show on, like, who are some guys that could potentially be guys that exit the class. But you're still looking to add a couple more pieces. But those couple pieces, boy, the couple of pieces that you're adding, you still have, what, 6 months until signing day? So you can just prepare for there to be a lot of quietness around recruiting for quite some time. You do have another date coming up relatively soon, 10 days from now. I think on July 11th is when Carlos May is set to announce. I have no idea at this point in time what's going on, Carlos May. It feels like to me, and it's always felt like to me, that it's a situation to where everyone has just automatically penciled him into Auburn because of the relationship to Vontrell King Williams, to the relationship to DJ Durkin, the location, and so on and so forth. And when that's the case, it's not only like guys like you and me and girls like you and me that I said that way wrong. That's going to be clipped and used. People like you and me, listeners, that if you think the same thing that I think about Carlos May, that it's always feels like it's going to be an Auburn thing, there's more people that think the same thing. So that hurts your value out there on the market. So it's had the feeling that of quote-unquote playing the game. It's had the feeling of let's make sure that I don't have a 100% favorite out there, particularly Auburn, so that, hey, maybe Ohio State drops a bag. Maybe Georgia will drop a bag. Maybe I can get someone to, you know, exceed what I thought I could get as far as value goes, and I could still go play for a great program. None of that is uncommon, and none of that's bad. That's honestly, as frustrating as it is, it's smart business. So how much – does Auburn want to play the game, I think, is how serious things will get as far as Auburn and Carlos May on July 11th. Now, could he choose Ohio State or could he choose Georgia on those days? Absolutely. And I'm almost to the point where I feel like that's probably the most likely scenario. But will Auburn pursue beyond that? Absolutely. And again, if I'm a commit and I'm not tied to a certain school, so if I'm just a guy out there and I'm trying to maximize my value, I may commit to multiple schools and use it to my advantage. Why not? How can you blame them? You're talking about potential generational type money. Why not try to get your peak value and work the thing like a business? So if he does choose one of those schools after July 11th, I absolutely see Auburn probably continuing to pursue, and we'll see what happens as it gets closer to signing day. He always has always felt like an Auburn guy to me. Always felt like he'd be in this class. But I thought at some point in time things would be like, okay, we've had our fun. Now let's go to Auburn. But it doesn't seem to be slowing down. So if Auburn misses there on July 11th, it's really hard to see what the next commitment could be. And it could be a while. And that's okay, because where Auburn sits right now is far beyond where I expected Auburn to be. And I would imagine where a lot of you expected Auburn to be as well. I mean, currently, you sit at a top 10 class on 247's composite ranking. You expect that to take a step up with potentially the addition of MJ Evans today. You sit at a top 12 class on threes industry ranking. You expect that to maybe take a step up today as well. And then it's really just about what everybody else does around you. There's a lot of big classes right now. I mean, a lot of big classes. And honestly, it's not so much about what people do in front of you in the rankings. It's what people do behind you in the rankings. Like, I would imagine Georgia eventually jumps up some more. They're behind Auburn right now. LSU's behind Auburn right now. You would imagine that those two schools, they're not very far behind. They're still top 20 classes. So, all in all, this class probably ends up, particularly if you could get one or two more stars, you know, four-star guys, if you could get a Carlos May, if you could, you know, steal another one somewhere, a flip or something like that later down the road, and be around that 25 to 26 commit range with maybe two additional top 150 type players, you'd be right there around a top 10 class. And I think that would be, I mean, people were like, man, if we can just be inside the top 20, if we could just be inside the top 15, you're going to be there. You're going to be there in June. And I would imagine that at the end of this thing, barring a collapse on the field, barring a disaster there, I think you're going to be, have a really, really solid recruiting class. June has been an incredible run, 14 commits. You ended the month with 14 commits. Today's July 1st, so you're probably going to have one, you know, obviously one today at least to kick off the month of July. But yeah, 14 commits. I think you jumped 10 plus spots in the rankings. Two top 100 players, multiple top 200 players. And I think 7 out of 14 of those guys were four-star recruits. So the most historic singular month, I think, in Auburn recruiting history, I would imagine. I don't think Auburn's ever had a singular month where you talk about the volume, the quality, and just the momentum that you were able to build and close during your official visit season. So what we tend to do sometimes is we will now go through this period of slowness and not a lot to talk about as far as recruiting goes. And we're going to forget this month. We're going to forget that we're already at, you know, 25, 26 commits. And we're going to forget that when we start seeing Georgia add guys and Alabama maybe even add guys. I don't think Alabama can add enough to get anywhere near the type of class that Auburn has. But you're going to start seeing that, and you're going to get antsy. And you just got to remember, oh, yeah, I forgot. We loaded the heck up in June, and we're just going to have to sit and wait until signing day now. So could very well happen. Just understand and remember how you got there. Guys, thank you all for listening. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. Tell a friend about the barn. Tell a friend about the Top Button Podcast. Make sure you check out the YouTube Premium as well. You get the Village Vice after show, post show, 4 days a week. You get Afternoon Delight video version 5 days a week. And then you get all the commit breakdowns. And guess what? We may have to switch over to doing film, just regular film reviews and stuff like that throughout the rest of the summer because the commitments are going to start slowing down. Ton of value. You can't get anywhere else. Show us some love. We'll talk again very, very soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.